Welcome to Talking WoW, the podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. My name is Tom, and today we're going to be talking about, should we be excited for Season 4 in Dragonflight? And to do that, we've brought in a very, very special guest with us today. We've got Twitch streamer and so-called mythic pumper, Big Bad Beardo. Hey, Beardo.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing?
And also joining me, of course, is my co-host, Marty.
Hello. I'm just a mini pumper. That's what I am.
Just a tiny little pump. Yeah. So, yes, as we sit here and record this episode, Season 4 is on the horizon. April 23rd is the date we all have marked in our calendar. Maybe. I don't know.
I've taken days off work just for that date.
Okay. Well, I mean, that answers one of my early questions already, Marty.
Also, just to go over that as well, Season 4 starts the day, starts the same day as my notice on my current job ends before I start my new one. So, I've got 4 days off to get to, 2K.
It's almost like you planned that or something. I don't
know.
It's
like fate.
Fated, yes, one might say. So yeah, that really does give me a perspective maybe where Marty's coming from on this. But let's start with Beardo. Should we be excited for Season 4, Beardo?
Yes, and I will tell you why. Because, purely, obviously, if you've not seen the patch notes or anything as of recent, everything has changed in the Mythic Plus world. So no longer will... Well, 20s will still be a thing, but obviously they're going to be relatively harder. Heroic dungeons are now relevant again, which is great, because nobody really does heroics anymore. So heroics are going to be equivalent to Mythic Zero.
Heroics are back, baby.
Heroics are back for good, and we love to see it. Also, we can use dungeon pre-made, which is nice. And then obviously... Dungeons are going to be a bit harder, but the key levels are going to be a bit lower, which is very nice. And it reminds me of Legion days, if any of you played back in Legion, which is kind of when Mythic Plus started being a thing. I remember back in Legion, I was playing Druid, funny enough, come full circle. I think the highest keys I did back then was a 10, or it might have been a 15 maybe, but even still, I think Mythic Plus at that point was finding its footing before becoming as big as it is today. It's the staple of WoW content. If you're pushing for mythic progress in raids, heroic, normal, it's become a pretty bog standard thing to do, which some people might not like, but some people do like, and it's just a matter of what kind of content you're doing at the same time, whether you're going to push for those curves or if you go for cutting edge. And so on and so forth. So, yeah.
So you're excited for these dungeon changes coming in. And I think when I first saw them as well, it was again, making heroic dungeons relevant. Because I don't play too many mythics. And it's something I'm trying to get back into. But I think that gap between, normal dungeons and heroic dungeons and then taking a leap to mythic always felt so big and almost intimidating for, your average player. And I know these changes for me feel like they're perhaps just bridging that gap a little bit and maybe making it a bit more of a natural progression to go from normal dungeons to heroic dungeons to mythic dungeons. And I know that's something for me that feels a lot better and maybe a bit more accessible for newer players as well, who are maybe looking to get into that as well. We've seen they've introduced follower dungeons, which is a great sort of ground zero too. And it feels like now with these changes as well, it just sort of packs that in nicely of here's your sort of stepping stones into, Mythic if you want to get there. And like you say, Beardo, Mythic Plus is the big thing. It is what a lot of World of Warcraft at the end game is built around. And I know Marty will have something to say about that.
I'm looking forward to these changes as well, what my hope is, because sometimes I feel like when you get into Mythic, you don't really get to experience the proper tactics and stuff like that before you get up there when it's actually starting to become deadly. So I hope that with these changes that you can actually see that progression where, when you get to Mythic Zero, you need to be more and more aware of the tactics and learn what to actually do. So when you finally get into to Keystones, then maybe you have a little better you know, idea of what's going to happen and what you need to look out for.
I mean, things like I've played three different roles this season, which is something I never really do. I know in season two, like, I've played a lot of Holy Paladin. So I never really got the opportunity to play as Retribution. And I never really played Protection. And I've kind of spiced it up a little bit this season, and I've tried to go out of my comfort zone a little bit. So as soon as I got the Legendary, then I started playing Rhett. It is a completely different ball game. It, like, each role is, like, incredibly different. And I think that's one good thing about Mythic Plus, of many things even. It teaches you things about your class that are more beneficial, I guess the word is. I mean, because it's teaching you how to use kicks properly. It's teaching you how to use stuns, crowd control.
Yeah, it's like teaching you how to use the full utility of your class. You know, it's not just like, if you're a DPS class, it's not just about doing DPS. It's about knowing, like, oh, you know, for example, a paladin, like, oh, you can use that ability, turn evil or something. And it's like, who the heck's using that normally? You know what I mean?
Yeah, or repentance, because they're pretty much the same thing. But, like, for things like kicks as well, like, I think I've learned a lot about keybinds this season. And I don't know about you guys, but, like, I used to be a bit of a clicker, and I got into the habit of just using my mouse to click my abilities and then use my other hand to, like, do those. But now I'm just fully on, like, I barely use my mouse anymore. Like, and I think a lot of that comes down to, like, progressing as a player. I think one good thing about Mythic Plus is that it teaches you things about your class and everything that you didn't know before. So that's why I'm, like, a big advocate for it, because it teaches you, you know, what to pull, what not to pull, skips, avoidance, when to do things. And, I mean, like, raids can do that, but not everybody has a guild that they can do that with, or raids at that kind of level, whereas, like, Mythic Plus, everybody seems to do it. So I just think it's a really good thing, and I can advocate for that. So it's taught me how to be better anyway.
And it's one of those things as well that, unlike raids, where, I mean, most people will say, okay, I raid normal, or I raid heroic, or maybe you raid mythic. And then once you've completed that raid, it's like, okay, well, that's it. Done.
Yeah. Re-clear for the week. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Mythic Plus, it is sort of an endless thing, right? That you have to set your own goal. And I know Marty's big into setting goals and challenges in the world of Mythic Plus. And essentially, you're just saying to yourself, okay, well, I want to push 25 keys, or I want to push 20s, and it's like that's totally up to you of where you know find your comfort zone, or maybe you want to push yourself an extra challenge. And because of the way it's set out, that there's no cap on that, you know, we can't push forever, but you know what I mean, there's just,
like, you put a self limit on yourself and your ability. But then, like, if you want it to get better, you've got to push yourself. You've got to, like, okay, now my kick needs to be here, or I need to bloodlust here at a certain point. Like, this is the difference between, like, fortified and tyrannical weeks. Because on tyrannical weeks, you don't usually lust on trash. So one of the best examples for that would be Throne of the Tides. Because as soon as you get into that first lane or alleyway, if whatever you want to call it, before you take the platform up, it's cool. It's the best thing to do is just to lust on there. Like, we had so many issues, like, doing it the other day. I've been doing a lot of keys on my druid, trying to get that to KSH. And the amount of times, like, nobody, like, bloodlusted or anything on that, on fortified week, it can make or break a dungeon, basically. It's a big alleyway, it's a big pull. There's no escape, no matter kind of what abilities you use. I mean, obviously, you tend to use a lot of AoE. It is prone to pulling other packs, and not lusted on that is, you know, very affecting of other people. So it's, you know, you can't do the damage, or you can't get whatever you need to get in there. So it is quite a big thing to do that down there.
You mentioned Throne of Tides. You're not going to be doing that anymore, Beardo, when season 4 comes, so you don't really have to worry about that too much. but we do know with season 4, we're going to be returning back to the original Dragonflight dungeons, and we're going to be returning to all the raids, the three raids that we've had with Dragonflight so far. Let's start with Marty on this one. Marty, are you excited to go back and do some of this content again? Or as some people are calling it, a rehash?
I mean, on one hand, I am, because I'm done with season three. I want something new to do. I want everything to be reset and jump into it. On the other hand, yeah, it is rehashed content. But I do believe, and please correct me, Beardo, if I'm completely wrong on this, but I do believe that they're changing things up in at least the Mythic Plus dungeons, right? They're changing some of the fights a little bit?
Or? Yeah. So one of those examples is a lot of things in Breconide have been like nerfed or like decreased. So if anybody remembers the Goat Rot ability from Breconide, so it's like the first boss in Breconide with their like trio, I think. So the Gash Frenzy, that's it, it's not Goat Rot, is one of the bosses in that. Gash Frenzy was 45 seconds, but now it's 15. And if you remember that fight very well, it's the bit where one of the trio just follows you around and absolutely minces like cloth wearers. That's like been decreased. So that's really good.
I don't remember any of Breconhide because I blocked that out. I blocked that dungeon out.
See, I've just picked up leatherworking, so I've got to like go there all the time now just to use the altar to do crafting orders.
Oh gosh, it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, I was just like, can I do it on normal? Like, similar lookout on normal? I don't think I can.
but no, I'm definitely looking forward to the season because in my case, I've joined a new guild, or actually, I also helped starting the guild up. So for this season is going to be a season where we also are going to experiment. So we're a little bit out of our comfort zones, playing classes that we don't usually play, and also just trying to, you know, everyone to get to know each other so we are ready for when the expansion hits. So I think we also sort of took that to heart, which Blizzard is trying to do with these last seasons, that it's a little bit of an experimentation, and yeah, we're going to do that too.
I think like we're joining guilds with new people is really good because you get to see everybody's synergy, you get to see how everybody works, strengths, weaknesses. So obviously casters, stop being greedy with casts, move out of the way of stuff if it's coming towards you, or if you're studying something, don't try and get that demon bolt off if you ain't got time, you know, things like that, or your frost bolt or whatever, you know, just take a step back, move, blink out of the way or something, or fell rush or something. But yeah, I think like, well, I've kind of got a question for you guys in a moment, but yeah, definitely, I'm really looking forward to season four. It's going to be interesting to see how the old like season one dungeons fared in Mythic Plus, because I never played in season one. I joined in season two because I was too busy being a Wrath of the Lich King Andy, playing Holy Paladin, trying to get Frostbolt.
No King Shadow rules one. Forever, Beardo.
Well, that's it. So, but yeah, my question to you guys is, what has been your favorite part of season three?
Plunderstorm? No. Go ahead, Barty. You start.
I think the favorite part for me is that I actually landed randomly among some people who supported me and were like, hey, did you know your class can do this? And did you know that if you can use this macro to do this with your class and stuff like that? And just being general supportive of my what I was playing, and it had made me a little bit more secure. So I think it's not necessarily the season itself, but just the place and time where I was at this, in this season, where I was just so lucky to get that support, which also means that I've branched out and I've done things that I normally wouldn't do. I've been tanking. Normally it's just the pocket healer at the back, but I was up front tanking and actually knows routes to some of these dungeons. I've been DPSing a little bit. I've been trying out a lot of different classes. I have a KSM on four or five different characters right now, and KSH on two characters. And so I've just had a really good time just doing a lot of things, and you know, I like playing World of Warcraft, so it's fun to do things in World of Warcraft, yeah. You know? So.
there's no abundance of things to do in WoW, and I think that's what makes it such an amazing game. and hopefully play it until I'm dead.
So, there's so much to do, and yeah, you'll have everything collected before that Beardo. So, you know, keep trying though.
Keep fighting the good fight.
For me, for season three, I don't know. It's been interesting because I've dipped my toe a little bit into mythics, but not enough. And I've sort of done it towards the end of the season where everyone has everything pretty much figured out. So when you do join with some very kind and understanding friends, everything's mostly figured out. So it's just like they're sort of plowing through it and you're along for the ride a little bit. But I've got a little taste of what mythic could be, and I'm actually excited to maybe be doing some of that at the start of the season when it's not all completely figured out and, you know, completely straightforward. But maybe it is because, you know, it's a total rehash. But probably my favorite part of season three was actually just the raid and, you know, jumping into that quite a lot, mainly on LFR, but also jumping into some normal. And obviously we talked about it on here, but we did the All Druid raid. And I think just the fact that Dragonflight as a whole has really encouraged this experimenting, you know, starting to move towards that focus of what warbands and the war within, you know, just start playing what you want, what you feel like playing. And obviously this season four is very much that narrative as well. And you hear Marty there talking about switching from playing a healer 24/7 to maybe trying out something like DPS. And that actually leads me into a question for both of you here as well. And the question is, like, who is season four for? Beardo, who is it for?
I'd say everyone. I'd say mainly, I think,
oh,
the
that
demographic
answer. That answer, the everyone answer.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's, for me, like, when they do seasons like this, like, especially with, like, Shadowlands as well, it's kind of, it reminds me of, like, a greatest hits album. With like an extra added plus, so it's,
I love that.
I see it as like a celebration of the expansion and what like WoW has achieved within that time. So like, for example, like all the legendary work and stuff. So obviously with the Evoke a Legendary and Firalath, and you know, it's kind of to celebrate how this season's like how this expansion's gone as a whole, and that's where I kind of like this idea of like, okay, we're gonna do Fated, which it. It's got a different name. It's called Awaken Now, Awakening, or something. And I see it as just like a, like I said, I see it as just like a celebration of the good times. And oh yeah, can you remember Rashok? Or can you remember Skarn and how bad that fight was? And you know, or can you remember Razageth? You're still not gonna get that skin for your dragon, you know, kind of thing.
Wait, you don't have that?
I actually don't know. I never did season one.
That's why Beardo's excited for season four. Another chance to get that skin.
That and farming Rashoks for months on end again. But yeah, I definitely think season four is gonna be good. I mean, overshadowing the fact that it's something else to do, I think it's a, like I said, it's just a celebration of this expansion and its achievements, and it's like a big thank you to the player base for supporting us during this time. And you can say, yeah, things are rehashed and stuff, but I mean, like, you can clearly see light of day that it is going to be just, you know, even before anything was announced, it's like, yeah, we're going to get all the Dragonflight dungeons, we're going to get every single raid, you know, and we're going to get loot that we've seen a million times before, but it's going to be scaled up and it's going to be better. So, give me Rashoks. Please.
What about you, Marty? Who is season four for? Is it for you?
I mean, it's most definitely for me. And I mean, I think that's not really too much extra to add. I think Beardo did sum everyone up pretty well. Because I do feel like it could be a little bit more for everyone. Also with the changes to how the dungeons works. So you can actually, you know, do some content that is a little bit more difficult without having that timer and things like that. So yeah, I think that I'm looking forward to see how season four, you know, how it goes.
Yeah, and I mean, I think when I first looked at it on paper of like what was coming in season four, I was like, this is a bit underwhelming. You know, it's nothing really new. It's nothing really shiny. It's just all the things that have already been in the game. But then I was thinking about it a little bit more of like, well, maybe some people came to the expansion a bit later. Maybe they, you know, like yourself, Beardo, weren't too focused on season one, and it gives them a chance to maybe experience, you know, everything is a collective package. And, you know, I really like that example of just, you know, the greatest hits and, you know, playing that on repeat for just a little bit while you wait for the new album to come out. And it's, yeah, it's sort of saying what it is, right? There's no real expectation there. It's just like, yeah, it's stuff you've already been enjoying, maybe not enjoying, and you're going to get to play that again. I can see why a lot of people would be like, I'm out. I don't want to do this stuff again. I'm sort of exhausted with it. And that's fair enough, I think. And when you look at the roadmap as well, we've got 10.2.7 after season 4, which makes me scratch my head a little bit. I don't know how that works, but there's like some other things coming in there which would get me more excited just on paper looking at that. But knowing that that's probably not too far off with how we've been getting content, and obviously them doing this at the end of an expansion, and I guess we'll sort of end on this, is like, do we see this as a way that they're going to cap off each expansion going forward, or was this maybe just a way that they did this again, like they did it in Shadowlands, they did this again in Dragonflight, just to sort of get us along to the next expansion quicker? Or do you both see this as something that perhaps will be the way they finish expansions in the future? Let's start with Beardo.
Absolutely. I mean, like, reiterating the greatest hits thing and the celebration thing again, it's just basically, oh, can you remember this? Oh, yeah, we're going to improve it. And, you know, we're going to, like, I mean, improving with, like, nerfs, possibly buffs, stuff like that. So it's everything you know, but dialed down a bit or dialed up a bit. So in a sense, like, reiterating what I said before, I'm doing a lot of repeating myself. I apologize.
Oh, we do it all the time here. Don't worry about
it. It's just making you, again, like, improving you as a player. So you're a bit sharper on those kicks, you're a bit sharper on those heals, you know, and when to pop cooldowns and stuff like that. So I definitely think, like, going forward, that is going to be quite a regular thing. And I mean, like, I think we all kind of guessed it from, like, an outside point. Like, even before, like, season 4 was announced, it was going to be like, oh yeah, there's 8 dungeons, coincidentally. It's going to come down to those dungeons anyway. So we know what to expect, especially with Halls of Confusion, man. Like, I'm not looking forward to doing that again. but so another change to that, changing the subject a little bit on that one. I feel like they've nerfed a lot in Halls of Infusion, so it's not as punishing anymore, which is very good. Very, very
good.
I'm happy.
I'm happy for you, Beardo. I'm happy for you. I can see your face lighting up just telling us that.
I hated that dungeon so much. That was like my kryptonite in season 2. It was just so bad.
I do know that there are probably people out there saying, as you already did mention earlier, Tom, that this is a rehash and why do we need to do this content again, stuff like that. But to be fair, I remember having absolutely nothing to do for almost a year after the last patch hit and the next expansion came out in the earlier expansions. So actually having something new to, well, not new, but actually having something to do that resembles, you know, playing World of Warcraft, which is the gear progression. That's the fun part for me, at least. Actually having that extra season. Also, we know that there is a patch with some extra content and to look forward to. I think that's great, because there's nothing worse than just sitting there and having everything and just waiting for the next expansion to it.
I mean, off the back of that as well, like, can anyone remember, like, the massive content drought from Warlords of Draenor?
Exactly.
Oh my god, like, a year long without anything.
Yeah, shit.
There are only so many times you can do Archimonde.
It definitely feels like it's better to have this than maybe just have nothing at all, and I like just, you know, scaling everything up and making everything relevant again just for one last sort of blast through as we, you know, move towards a new expansion. And I know that's, it's definitely a, you know, a cause of conversation here. And, you know, we've I feel like we've been very positive about what season 4 is going to be like, but maybe you out there listener have a totally different opinion, and we'd love to hear from you in the places that you do that. We're on YouTube and social media at Talking WoW, and why not leave us a comment and let us know. We also want to thank Big Bad Beardo for joining us on this episode and providing some great insight and some great points there on why you should look forward to season four. So thank you very much, Beardo.
No, thank you for having me.
And we'll have all of Beardo's links in our show notes, which you can find in those usual places. I've been Tom.
I've been Buddy.
I've been Beardo.
And we've been Talking WoW.
Thanks for tuning in, champion. Did you enjoy this episode of Talking WoW? If so, why not drop a review on your podcast catcher of choice or leave us a comment? You can find Talking WoW on Twitter or YouTube over at Talking WoW. Hope to see you again soon!